If it's all right, I'm going to stay over here because I think we have declared that holy ground. If that's all right. Okay. I've got people up in the upper deck that are going, Damascus Road. Right there. So it's good. You know you're in the right place if the light comes on. It's good to see you. I know that you're in an interesting place now with a preacher you've had for a long time shuttling off a bit, and now you're in a place where you're looking for another preacher. I want you to know that this will be all right. I want you to know that all will be well. But I think you ought to be aware that the circumstances that are going to bring you another minister are already in play in some minister's life. Already in some minister's life, his wife is going, I don't know. I kind of think we might be, it might be time for a fresh start. Not you, honey. I'm talking to the church. And so there's a lot to pray about here as the receiving church. The church that is going to be receiving this man, this couple, this family. That whatever is going on in their life will be something that will prepare them for even greater work and greater glory to the Lord. And that they will come to you in a way that is blessed, so that together you might move forward. And there are going to be others who will hear about Preston Road being open, and they will go through all kinds of thoughts about, should we think about that? It's just a time when you're going to be praying that the Lord will be at work to benefit the work of His kingdom in this place. It is a holy time. It's not a time when you are like shopping. Amazon isn't going to deliver this one. This is a holy time. And so we invite you to hold yourself in prayer for these next few months. Not that you'll give it up after that, but that you'll continue. Be of good cheer. The Lord is at work. The Spirit is with us. The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And so we come today to what is called Palm Sunday, because unlike other things that we think about in the Christian year, in the Christian calendar, we can be pretty sure when Palm Sunday was. We can be pretty sure what time of the year the resurrection was, because all of that is pinned to when Passover is. And so we know that it was in a time like this, on a day something like this, perhaps with the wind blowing out of the southwest at 45, that Jesus wakes up at the MLM bed and breakfast at Bethany, Mary, Lazarus, Martha. And he says, let's go to Jerusalem. And if you read the text, which I chose because it is the lectionary text for this year and this day, in Luke chapter 19, Jesus is going ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Now in Luke, let me just remind you that every now and then, Jesus, Luke tells us, is going up to Jerusalem. In chapter 9, he's going up to Jerusalem. In chapter 13, he's going up to Jerusalem. In chapter 17, he's going up to Jerusalem. And here in chapter 19, he's going up to Jerusalem. Going to Jerusalem doesn't mean that he is about to enter Jerusalem. Going to Jerusalem means he has the cross in view. That in his heart, he knows where he's going. In his heart, he knows what it's going to cost. He's going to Jerusalem. But now he's really going to Jerusalem. And so, as he approaches Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sends two of his disciples. He tells them to go into the village and find a colt there, a donkey that has never been ridden. Let me just tell you this. Don't ride a donkey that's never been ridden. They don't like it. But the Lord, who is the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord over the demonic forces, the Lord over nature and its storms, the Lord who is over all of those things is also the Lord over untamed donkeys. So they bring the donkey and they spread their coats and he rides down the road to the Mount of Olives. And when they're going down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen, Luke writes. For all the miracles they had seen. So who's there? Who's in the crowd? Are they the women from Luke chapter 8? Is Bartimaeus there? Just been healed down in Jericho. Mary and Lazarus and Martha are there. Lazarus has just been raised. Maybe Zacchaeus is there. He wasn't healed of anything physical, but he was healed. Who all's there? Trailing Jesus. Disciples with a story. Many of those stories Luke had no doubt heard. And so they cry out, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Now, it says the teachers of the law say, "Tell these people to be quiet." And Jesus says the thing we often remember, if they were quiet, the stones would cry out. This is the beginning of this Holy Week, the beginning of this Passion Week. It begins with glorious sounds and fulfilled prophecy. Zechariah 9:9, check, he's coming in on a donkey. Psalm 118:26, Lord's anointed is coming into Jerusalem. This is a great moment. It is a high moment, and Jesus gives himself to be the King who comes. We're going to say some more about that, but maybe we need to stop for a minute. John the Baptist had said that those who are interested in the kingdom of God should prepare the way, fill in the holes, and level down the bumps so that the Lord's anointed might arrive. And for the last 3 years, we've been watching as God has brought His Word, has brought His Son, has brought the Messiah into the world. We've been watching. We've heard the cries of the demoniacs. And we have heard the word of Jesus come out of him. In Luke, we watched the sinful woman walk into the room in chapter 7 and bless Jesus. We saw the people sitting around wondering why Jesus would let him be touched by someone like that. Jesus tells someone like that, their sins are forgiven. We've been watching and waiting and wondering perhaps what becomes of all this. Are the people living in expectation right? Are they watching the coming of the king that's going to evict the Romans? Is he the new David? Are others right that Jesus is coming and he's going to be the new Moses and he's going to straighten out all of the controversies about the law and set it all straight? Who is he who comes? What is he coming to do? Since his confession by the apostles at Caesarea Philippi, Jesus has been saying he's going to Jerusalem and there he will be mistreated and judged and killed. And after 3 days, rise again. The disciples don't understand it. They don't. But they continue to follow him down the road. And now the road leads through the cry of Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But Jesus knows better, doesn't he? You read more. He stops and he weeps over Jerusalem. The city that's always mistreated the prophets. Jesus goes down into Jerusalem and goes to the temple area on that Sunday, and then he goes home back to Bethany. And the next morning, he gets up and he comes back on Monday and he cleanses the temple. And you get to see the stormy north side of Jesus on the Monday of his last week. Tuesday is a day marked by teachings, controversies, intrigues. Through this time, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are working to find ways to catch Jesus and kill him. The text doesn't say much about Wednesday. There was no Wednesday night service. Thursday's the day of preparation for Passover, so that everything will be ready when finally Passover starts with sundown. And at sundown on that, what we would call Thursday, now it's Friday night. And the Passover supper begins, and the Lamb who is the Lamb shares the meal and remembers the Passover and the death of the firstborn as the firstborn of all creation. And soon they'll sing a song. He'll go to the garden that he walked through on Hosanna Sunday. he will go to again in the depths of Friday night. And he is now coming for what he came to do. Behold the one who comes. Behold the King who comes. Why does he come? He comes as the embodiment of the love of heaven for what has been created in this world. All of creation has been under the curse of the fall of the garden. He's going to come and redeem creation. He's coming as the living out of the love of God and the fulfillment of the promises of God. Jesus would say, I'm coming for you all. Maybe the plural in Texas is for all you all. I'm coming for all of you. And you look around at this scraggly bunch that's following Jesus. People have been healed of blindness and lameness and deafness and dumbness. People who are a crowd of testimony around him. He comes because he loves them all. For God so loved the world that he would send his son to walk a 3-year journey that would end up in Hosannas on the Hill of Olives. And he would descend into the valley of the shadow of death. But even more today, and I know people that would quarrel with me. They would say, leave it in the plural, leave it with everyone. Don't get all evangelical and individual. And if you don't know what that means, that's fine. That means you hang around with a better cut of folks than I do. But I'm telling you, there comes a moment in your life when you have to hear the Hosannas and the blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord as something that is specifically a blessing for you. That Jesus says, I come for you. I come for you. I come for you, born where you were born, raised in the family in which you were raised, yanked up in the elementary school where you were made fun of, or where you were always picked first, or where you were the prettiest girl or the ugliest boy, whatever you were, I came for you. I came for you, and I was there on the first day that you became responsible for your own sin. I was there the day that you had your best day. I was there for many of you. I was there the day that after that 12th verse of Just As I Am, you decided it was time for you to be baptized. And I was with you in the aisle. And I was with you as you croaked out your little confession. I was with you in the water where you joined me in my death, and I was with you as you were raised, dripping wet, forgiven, and mine. I was with you. I was with you when you made your greatest promises. I was with you when you broke them all. I was with you. I am not just a king. I am Emmanuel. I am God with you. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So this is a week that starts with the cries of hosannas and joyful children, but we know where it ends. It ends in the depth of death, in a tomb borrowed, and this time next week we will celebrate a resurrection that we cannot imagine, because it is not only the resurrection of Jesus, but it is the foreshadowing of the life that we will all have in Jesus. So today, claim the right to say Hosanna. Claim the right to see Jesus on the road of your life. Let him walk up the mountains of your life. Let him walk into the valleys of your life. Let him be the life and the source. Christ, we do all adore thee, and we do praise thee forever. Christ, we do